Well, I suppose overall, you know, there's certain areas that are still waiting on power to be reconnected. But, you know, thankfully, and first of all, I'd like to send my sympathy to the young man's family that was tragically killed in Lifford the other morning. But thankfully, overall, you know, most people are safe. And, you know, the fallen trees and stuff like that there were kind of the main things, and road blockages, falling on lines. And, you know, I have to give thanks and praise to Donegal County Council and ESB and Culture and all the services that have been out in the middle of all of this, trying to make sure everyone's safe and well and everything's back up and running, you know. And we, I know we give out about them at times, but we're so lucky and so glad to have so many great services and great people out there. And you know something, I was just thinking, I think it should be implemented that anyone gives up their time and comes out in an emergency like that there, whatever money they get should be tax-free, you know, because they're risking life and limb to come out and save and help everyone else, you know.
One of the major incidents here in Donegal town was damage to the brand new primary care centre.
Yeah, it was a strange wind, whatever, because it damaged a lot of things that were never damaged before, and it got in under the roof structure out of the primary care centre and caused substantial damage to the upper rooms in it, you know. But thankfully, like, the ambulance and services are still running, and I suppose the full extent of the damage will be seen tomorrow when people are back in and certain parts of the building are back in use, you know. So, but look, roofs can be replaced and walls can be rebuilt. As long as nobody's hurt, we'll figure it out, you know.
And in Donegal town, it's one of the places that is still continues to be majorly impacted by power outages there in Killybegs in terms of South Donegal. Are there any services locally for people to come in and maybe seek refuge, get their phones charged, stuff like that?
Oh yeah, I see several of the hotels have offered their services, and the church halls, and even the petrol stations and all have their own way of generating power. And I've seen a couple of the sports clubs as well had services available, and hot drinks and shower facilities. You know, people are great, and when we need people, people step up, and you know, all you have to do is ask, and there's always someone there out to help, and it's great that we're there for each other, you know. And hopefully there's not too many more of these storms around, but look, at when we need people, they're there for us, and that's a great thing, you know.
And while it is frustrating to still be without power, I even saw in the Clare area, driving into Donegal town there, their crews, the ESB crews, are still working as hard as they possibly can to get this job done as quickly as possible.
Oh yeah, you know, I've been in talking to the service people there about different areas, and different people ring me about it, and you know, they're so accommodating and trying to keep you updated, and then you can go on to their page and all that. Like, there's big areas out, Clare, Legony, Town of Willie, all out there. And up parts of Mullinsoul, Lahey are back on now, you know, but there's still areas out there. And they are going day and night helping, and even, you know, trying to get lines cleared and stuff. A lot of trees come down in a lot of areas too. And I guess that's something too, that the farmers have come out and with their machinery. We had three or four trees down in our lane, and our road out to our house, and everyone came out together, and a local farmer with his tractor and cleared it all, you know. So everyone came together. But I guess that's something that the council and the farmers need to look at, and do the council clear the hedges this time, and then the farmers have to keep it updated or upgraded. But I guess that's for another day. Look, but overall, you know, it's great that people have come together and help are there for each other, you know, and hopefully now the people that are still isolated or waiting on power to come back, that'll be resumed pretty soon, you know.